Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Jesus Will Fix You Right Up, already in progress.
I had a brother-in-law before he died. That the lady next door, her cat, used to come over in his yard and use the bathroom. And he didn't like that. He wanted that woman to get rid of that cat. He tried to tell her a couple times, but her cat, you let the cat out, the cat goes somewhere to the bathroom. I told him, I said, if you don't want it going into your yard, just take your great big old bucket of sand about that big and take it and set it right over on the edge of her yard. And I said, the cat will go to that sand pile. Cats, they're lazy. You know, they want to dig the easiest stuff. So I said, you can control where that cat goes to the bathroom. But that's not my cat, and I don't want to do it. I told him, I said, you got to forgive that woman. He never would. I told him, I said, you ain't going to like the results. I said, this scripture, it's clear. It says God will judge you. Well, thank you, dear. So anyway, he wouldn't forgive. About 6 months later, he called me and said, Thurman, you remember that conversation you and me had about my neighbor and the cat? I said, yeah. You told me it would make me sick if I didn't forgive? I said, I did. He said, I need you to come down and talk to me. I said, okay. So I went out. I said, what's wrong? He said, I've been diagnosed with cancer. He said, everything you said has come to pass. I said, how about forgiving a woman? He said, I forgive her. I thought, isn't it? That was so easy. When you've been diagnosed with terminal cancer, it's so easy to forgive. But you know, most people don't even know this. You know that? You know, I'm never, and you have no idea the number of men and women that Cheryl and I deal with that say, I don't care what you say, I will never forgive him for what he done to me, or I will never forgive her for what she done to me. You don't know what they did to me. I said, it don't make no difference what they did to you, unless you want to get rid of this tormenting and you want to get healed. And if you want to walk with God and get healed, you're going to forgive her. You ain't never going to get well. Because I cannot cast out a tormenting spirit that God sent to you. Yet, you get rid of the sin? How difficult is it to get rid of a tormenting spirit, Scott?
Just say the word.
Just say the word and they're gone. All you got to do is get rid of the sin first, right?
Yeah.
And then when you, the reason it works so good is when you get them to repent. And then you take God's word and say, the Lord said right here that once you forgive, I can cast out demons. So demon, I command you to leave. And you don't have to scream. You don't have to do nothing. I used to scream and kick and do everything until I realized how it worked. Then when I learned how it worked, I don't have to scream or kick or nothing. I just command the demon to leave. And the demon just goes right away. Why does he go away? So easy. Guess who's standing right there beside you? Guess who? Right, who? Yeah, the Lord. And guess who's in control of everything? The Lord. So whenever we get somebody to repent of sin, and I say, I command that devil to leave, he just swats that little devil on the backside and says, you hear what my son said? Get out. Go. I'm through with you now. Who's in total control? Jesus is in total control. You don't have to worry about nothing. All you got to be concerned about is walking in obedience to his word. When you get rid of sin and you're prayed for in faith, and if you believe, you will get healed every time. Jesus wants to heal you.
Amen.
He doesn't want you to be sick or afflicted. He wants you well and he wants you healed. But you got to do it his way. Right, Paula?
Yes, sir.
You do it his way, he'll just fix you right up. That verse 35 is so cool. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. I made a statement on a teaching tape one day. I said, you know, if you got somebody that you've had a grudge against, you need to forgive them. And I said, you really need to forgive them from your heart. So I said, the way you can tell whether you forgive them or not is if you forgive them and then you go to the grocery store and you walk in to buy some groceries and you happen to turn down the aisle and you're looking at the far end, there she is or he is. You think, well, I forgave her. But I'm going down this aisle. You don't think they forgive, did they? So anyway, I made that statement, and there was a lady that called me. He said, I listened to your tape. And she said, I heard that tape. And she said, I thought, well, I'm definitely going to forgive my ex. I'm not going to hold a grudge against him because I'm not going to get sick. He's not worth me being sick over. So she said, Lord, I forgive him. She said, a few days later, I was in the grocery store. And I looked down the end of the aisle, and there he was shopping down there. She said, I stopped the tape right there, too. She said, when I saw that, I thought, I just forgave him, but I'm going to go down this other aisle. So she said, I went down the other aisle, and when I got back home, I hit the play button. It says, now then, if you go into the grocery store, how can God do these things so cool? Can he do everything?
Oh, yes.
Does he know how to get through to you? If you go to the grocery store and there that person is and you don't go down and hug them and tell them you love them, you didn't forgive them. Oh, she said, Lord, I've got to go tell him I forgive him. Isn't that amazing how that works? Who but God could do something like that?
Nobody but God.
I mean, nobody is in such control of everything as God is. But he knows how to get your attention. He really does. Now then, when you think about the promises that God made us, let's go to Matthew 17, 20 and 21. And I want you to see a promise that God said he'd give us. And this is just Matthew 17, 20. In fact, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's back up about two or three verses. And then let's go from, two or three verses up, 17, 18, somewhere along in there. And Jesus rebuked the devil. Okay, that's still even. Go back about five verses further back. I want to get the story as we go. So about 15. But I say unto you that Elijah, yeah, that's far enough. And they knew not. Okay. Yeah, okay. So let's go to 14? Okay, so go on down to verse 14 and then we'll start there. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him saying, verse 15, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, and he's sore vexed, and oftentimes he falls into the fire, and oftentimes into the water. Now, what does it sound like this person has? Epileptic seizures, right? This is what we call an epileptic seizure. Okay, next verse, 16. And I brought him, my son, to your disciples, and they could not cure him. I wonder how many of us and how many churches today, what percentage of us would fail this test just like these boys did. You know, the majority of the churches that I was associated with most of my life, we never heard of a story like this being taken care of in the church. We never heard of a demon being cast out in church. It just didn't happen. But it said, and I brought him to your disciples and they could not cure him. Do you know that there's not very many places that you can go today to go to a healing school and expect to get healed? They're few and far between, are they not? Why do we not believe these promises? I don't understand it. I really don't. Verse 17, let's go on a little further. Then Jesus answered and said to them, Oh, you faithless and perverse bunch. What do you think the master would say to us today? You think he might say something like this to us? I mean, you know, first of all, what if we don't even, what if we happen to be a church that don't even believe in healing at all, and we don't even bring people to our churches? What if we never had anybody here to touch, to be prayed for healing? You think God's happy with us? No, because he paid the price already. He's done this. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, Oh, you faithless and you perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him hither to me. I don't want to be that pastor. I just don't want to be there. I mean, I'd rather do this and fail every time. At least the Lord would have to. I mean, with what I know now, I want to pray for everybody. I want to lay hands on you. I want to do everything I know how to do. And I want to say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Once I've done my part, and that's all he told me to do, just lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. And if I never learn to get you to repent of sin, if I don't learn that, Well, that's just poor me. But if I can learn, more I can learn, the better off I'm going to be. But I don't want the master, the Lord, the commander in chief, to come back and say, you didn't do anything for me. Y'all know, remember when we had Howard Pittman here?
Yes.
You remember Howard told us himself when he died and went to heaven, that the Lord says, Howard, because of the blood of Jesus, you can come in, but you will get no rewards. Right. He'd been a Baptist preacher all those years, and here he's dead. And he's in heaven, standing at the entryway to heaven. And the Lord said, if you come through that gate, Howard, you ain't going to get a single reward. And then he said, but Lord, I raised 27 foster kids for you. He said, I heard you brag about that. All those years you bragged about that. Said, you didn't raise them kids for me. You raised them kids so you could gloat over it. Said, you didn't do nothing for me. How would you like for the king to be talking to you like that? I don't believe I want to hear that. Do you? So how can we not hear that? We can obey him and do what he says. We can read his word. We can teach his word. We can do what he says. And then whenever he tells us to cure somebody, to heal somebody, then Jesus answered and said, oh, you faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I put up with you? How long am I going to put up with this nonsense from you? Bring that boy to me. You know what we would say? Lord, they brought me a boy to pray for. This one had a headache. So, Lord, I got faith for a headache. I can pray for a headache. But this one over here has got a broken arm. I don't have the faith for a broken arm. And this one here, they brought me, he's in a casket. I sure don't have faith for that. But I might have enough faith. Maybe I got enough faith for a headache. You think we're going to please the Lord? I mean, who's going to do it? Is it you going to do it?
No.
Who's going to do it? It's the Lord. So all you got to do is go by and say, headache, I command you to leave in Jesus' name. Walk over there and lay your hands on this kid, and he's got whatever he's got, cerebral palsy, it doesn't matter what he's got. Walk over there and just say, lay your hands on him and say, you demon, come out of him, be healed in Jesus' name. And if it don't happen, it don't happen. But at least you did your part. If it doesn't happen, then you need to check to see where you're doing something wrong. Because there's something wrong with what you're doing. Because the Lord said in his word, everybody we pray for should get healed.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus Will Fix You Right Up, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.